In the Eastern Orthodox Church, Christmas is not celebrated on December 25th, but January 7th, tomorrow. Essayist Madeline Hanatowicz-Dean recalls a holiday when she had trouble keeping time to the Russian two-step.
"Stand still," my mother admonished, as she pinned the fire engine red skirt around my chubby body. Tendrils of black hair fell into her rimless glasses while she pulled pins out of her mouth. She fitted the skirt around my waist and let her hands linger there a while. "You want to look pretty up there during the Yolka. The whole church will be watching," she said. I knew the whole church would be watching. That was what worried me. St. Mary's Russian Orthodox Church in Stamford, Connecticut, was the beehive of my family's social life. At 8 years old, I was going to be in my first Christmas pageant, called the Yolka. I looked down at the white shirt my mother and I had embroidered with Ukrainian cross stitch, and the red skirt with colored ribbons stitched around the bottom. It wouldn't matter how pretty I looked if I blew my responsibilities on stage. We'd been practicing our dances for months now, and I was the accordion player. Sitting in a chair with that giant bellows on my lap, I watched the older girls lightly tripping around to the korobushka and Russian two-step. Just a few missed notes on my part, and they would be tripping for sure. "Practice, Madeline," my father warned sternly as I got down from the kitchen table. "Only practice makes perfect." Oh, that old saw again. As far as I was concerned, he'd learned the wrong American expressions. It was his idea I play the accordion, not mine. My father was good at making my decisions for me. So, practice I did. The day of the Yolka, we drove to church through sleeting rain, all three of us in the front seat of our black DeSoto. After the service, the dancing girls and I put on headbands covered with flowers, trailing streamers of ribbons. I envied the fake red boots that covered the dancers' shoes, but not mine. Next year, I'm going to ask for a pair of those, I thought. It was finally our turn. Six cavorting ballerinas pranced into the Russian two-step while I adjusted the accordion music to their movement. By the third song, I was really into it. Foot tapping, bellow swaying. This was the korobushka, my favorite. I was having such a good time, I didn't notice that I was going too fast. The dancers in front of me became ballerinas on music boxes, red skirts flared and hair ribbons flying, twirling quickly to try to keep up with my music. When I tried to slow down, that confused them, and Larissa Kunsaw and Tanya Slavinsky tripped over each other. Judy Cantalini and Sandra Carter missed a few beats, but finally fell into place in the circle the group had formed. I readjusted again, trying to get back into sync with the dancers. My face was as red as my skirt, and it was becoming quite hot on that stage. Finally, the piece ended. We bowed and walked off. I couldn't look at any of them as they flashed me dirty looks. "What happened out there?" our director asked. Head bowed, I replied, "I don't know. I guess I was going too fast." "That's okay," she said. "At least nobody twirled off stage." Relief swept our faces, and we joined our parents in the audience. My parents wrapped me in their arms, and no mistake was mentioned. "Good job, Madeline," my father reassured me. "Next year, maybe Lawrence Welk."
Madeline Hanatowicz-Dean comes to us from Corralitos, California. By the way, Madeline no longer plays the accordion. She says she stopped about 15 years ago after her cat, Peeper, jumped on the bellows and bit her hand.